From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Rescue crews are resuming their search this morning for dozens of people still missing from an Arkansas campground where a flash flood killed at least 16 people. NPR's Wade Goodwin has more on what happened early yesterday.
Between 1 and 6 a.m., a deluge fell in the Ouachita Mountains west of Little Rock. The normally lazy Caddo and Little Missouri rivers rose 20 feet, trapping campers in the National Forest and eventually sweeping them to their deaths. One Texas couple survived by parking their pickup between two trees, tying the truck to the trees, and then riding out the flood by standing in the truck bed in waist-deep water. Though the truck bobbed up and down in the floodwaters like a cork, it remained tied fast between the trees. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
The government in Kyrgyzstan says ethnic violence in the nation's south is spinning out of control, and officials are asking Russia to send troops to help restore order. Ethnic clashes are continuing for a second straight day. The health ministry says more than 60 people have died and nearly 800 are injured. NPR's David Green has more on what's happening there.
The violence has been gripping Kyrgyzstan's second-largest city, Osh. Young Kyrgyz men appear to be targeting minority ethnic Uzbeks, roaming their neighborhoods with weapons and setting homes ablaze. There are reports of ethnic Uzbeks fleeing the city, heading for the border with Uzbekistan. Interim President Roza Atumbayeva has now sent an official request asking the Kremlin to send troops to help calm the violence. There was no immediate answer. But Russia does have a strategic interest in Kyrgyzstan, as does the U.S. Both countries have military based in the country. This is the worst bloodshed since April, when former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev, whose stronghold was in the south, was driven from power. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Today is the first anniversary of the disputed re-election of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Security is said to be tight in Iran. The opposition says it will continue peaceful methods, but the leadership has called off plans for demonstrations today, citing fears of a government crackdown. The U.S. soccer team opens World Cup play in Johannesburg today with a much-anticipated match against England. The last time the two met in World Cup play was 60 years ago, when the U.S. shocked England with a 1-0 win. NPR's Mike Pesca is in South Africa.
Unlike past years, the United States really does get a lot of respect. And talking to people in South Africa, no one poo-poos their chances. And they're known as a very gritty and tough team. The big question marks for the U.S., the defense. They have injuries on defense, and they haven't been very solid. So this is a team that relies on being stout defensively. They're not going to score 4 goals a game. So this game, even though it doesn't mean elimination, will be an indication of how good the American defense and therefore the whole American team will be.
NPR's Mike Pesca reporting from Johannesburg and from Washington. This is NPR News. A stranded teenage sailor is safe. Abby Sunderland's parents say she's been rescued by French fishermen and is reported to be in good health. Sunderland's yacht ran into trouble in the southern Indian Ocean after it was pounded by huge waves midway between Africa and Australia. Sunderland's parents have been criticized by many for allowing her to attempt to circumnavigate the globe. Justice Department officials are calling for a truce in the battle over national security policy. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on ways they say law enforcement can help investigators handle terrorism suspects.
David Criss leads the Justice Department's National Security Division. He's watched for over a year as interest groups and lawmakers clash over terrorism cases. Now Criss is speaking out. He says that the Obama administration needs to use all the tools at its disposal. That means, he says, both regular courts and military commissions.
When I say that law enforcement helps us win this war, I mean that it helps us disrupt, defeat, dismantle, and destroy our adversaries without destroying ourselves or our way of life in the process.
Criss says that existing laws have given prosecutors lots of information about al-Qaeda telephone numbers, training sites, and ways of staying hidden in the U.S. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Spirit Airlines has canceled all flights today after its pilots went on strike. The pilots' union announced the walkout after talks had been extended past last night's midnight deadline. Spirit pilots say their pay lags behind that of their competitors. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.